Dean, what's been a difficult spell? You must be delighted with your team tonight.
Yeah, as you said, it's been difficult over the last few weeks, and over the moon with them. I thought we were outstanding from start to finish. Good professional performance.
You said before kick-off in the pre-match press conference, you had this sort of performance in you that you were close, and you finally showed it today.
Yeah, as you said, it's just, performance-wise, over the last few weeks, they've not been horrendous. We've been quite close to doing something, but we've just not helped ourselves. And I thought today, every single decision the players made defensively, they were spot on. They had two chances, Evesy's two headers, he's offside from both. Everything else was restricted to 30 yards plus.
A lot of the headlines, quite rightly, will go to Andy Cook, his first hat-trick in a Walsall shirt. Just how delighted are you with his performance, and how much is he buzzing in the dressing room now?
Yeah, look, he's over the moon. He's just had a, I've just given him a bit of stick. It should have been his second one. He should have got one up at Bradford. No, look, he scores goals, and I knew that by bringing the lad into the football club. He works for the size of him. He puts himself about, and he gets in people's faces, and he does a job for the team that not many people see, but when he gets opportunities, he scores goals, and that's why I brought Mike Jarvis into the club. You saw what it was about for them two crosses.
He seems to find the space, doesn't he? The two headers in the first half, he'd managed to get that little bit of space and head home from close range.
Yeah, as you said, he's found the space. You could see it happening from the side on the set play. Great balling off Luke, and he's got himself in between, and he's put that away, and as I said at the end, Jarvis, that's where his quality is, and that's why he's playing at the top level.
Not all about Andy Cook, though. A real team performance, and that you had Josh Gordon buzzing around, tirelessly chasing down every ball, as Azhar Osborne sticking his foot in, and the back four as well, and Liam Roberts behind them. They deserve a lot of credit for Tom Eaves. Hardly had a sniff.
Yeah, as you said, he's probably one of the most high-profile strikers in the division, sought after apparently, and we limited him to him. As I said, his two chances were he was offside, so that was pleasing for us. But it was a full team effort, and Cookie came over the headlines. He took his chances, and but as a team performance, it was a perfect one for us.
We talked a lot about the defence in our interview, sort of after matches. Just how pleasing is a sixth clean sheet of the season and a first in the league since mid-November?
Yeah, look, it's very pleasing. And we spoke to him before the game about it. It's the last thing that we say, keep a clean sheet, and before we go out for the first whistle. And then we spoke about it again at half-time. I mean, it was massive that if we could win the half, we go out and win it. If not, minimum, we came back in with a clean sheet, and the body's on the line. And the last couple of minutes, there was people dead on their feet, but they kept going, and that looked a lot like themselves at the beginning of the season.
Largest margin of victory of the season. Just what will this do now in terms of confidence and building, hopefully, some momentum?
Yeah, look, it can only give them a lift. As I said, over the last few weeks, as I said, it's not been disastrous performances. We've not helped ourselves, and the goals we conceded, we've not really been cut open. No one's playing through us. It's just individual errors, and there's ended up with a couple of errors, and when one of the teammates could eradicate it and affect it, but we've not. But today they were helping each other out. If one moment somebody made a mistake, there was another grey jersey there, and as I said, they were outstanding today.
How low has the last few weeks been for you, Dean?
It's been tough. I wouldn't say it's too low, because it's football and you can't control everything, and I've realised that, and me personally. But as I said to the lads in there, we over the last few weeks behind closed doors, we've always said we don't get too disappointed. We can only go and affect it as soon as we kick off again next game, and we don't have our lows too low and our eyes too high. We just said in there, can we go and replicate today's performance again on Tuesday night, and then then we'd be in a good place.
It was the first double of the season today against Gillingham, having beaten them in August. You can do the same against Plymouth now on Tuesday night, and it is about this momentum now and just getting victories back to back, because that's been a while now since you've achieved that feat.
Yeah, look, they're an honest bunch. They give everything. As I said, we've not helped ourselves at points over the last few weeks, but it's about building some momentum now. It's a good performance. They can take pride in themselves and take the pleasure from it, but we'll debrief on Monday morning. We'll look at the positives. There's a lot more positives to look at, and then we'll look at the negatives where we need to be a little bit better, and we'll get ourselves ready for Tuesday night, and we'll go down there and do our best for the football club.
And another team in Plymouth who've just started to get a bit of form. I think their third win on the bounce against Coventry on Saturday, so they do seem to sort of pick up these results now, these lower teams, when you play, come up against them.
Yeah, look, I don't think there's much between the old division, and I think the top few seem to be points split now. They seem to have gone, and it's from just outside the playoffs all the way down. I don't think there's much between the teams there. It's about us now, as ourselves, finding a level of consistency and going back up to 3 points today at Gillingham, and going down to Plymouth and getting something.
And for Plymouth, you have options in the squad suddenly again now, haven't you, with these two new fullbacks that you've brought in. You've got Nicky Devlin playing on the right wing today, the likes of Morris and Ishmael having to make do with place on the bench. You're captain as well, George Dobson there as well. It's quite nice of me to mix it up and keep opposing managers guessing now.
Yeah, look, we've added two bodies and I'm all being well. We can add a few more before the window closes. So, yeah, it's look, the lads, a lot of them, from the first half of the season, they're in probably uncharted waters. The amount of games that they've played. I mean, as you said, young Dobbo, he's been outstanding first half of the season, and maybe it's just at the right point that he needed to step in and need a break to recharge his batteries, but he'll have an impact again before the end of the season finishes.
Another long trip for the fans. They made their presence felt today, though. Lots of noise.
Yeah, look, they're outstanding. You could hear them from the first couple of minutes, and then eventually when the first goal went in, and then after that, they enjoyed themselves, and all being well, we can get a decent following down at Plymouth, and we can give them something to drive home with and smiles on their faces.